This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامة بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانة رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه اجمعين ثم ما بعد once again everyone assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh today I'd like to share some things with you for getting to know Surah Al-Qiyamah the 75th surah of the Quran this remarkable surah begins with two oaths one about Allah swears by the day of resurrection the day of standing and the next he swears by the blameworthy self there's a lot that can be said about these two things the guilty self But one thing I'd like to highlight to you is some incredible bit of Quranic wisdom, you could even say philosophy, is embedded inside of these ayat. That Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching us that the guilt that every single human being feels when they do something wrong, when they speak a lie, when they slander, when they cheat, when they steal, you know, when they hurt someone, etc. When they do these things and they get that feeling of guilt, that's actually not something that's taught. That's not something you can actually just learn in school, you know. Or read in a book. You feel it. A child who does something wrong feels guilty. They feel ashamed. They start crying when they get caught, you know, and they feel bad and they can't even explain why. This is something Allah put inside the nature of the human being. And now we're learning its purpose. Its purpose is actually to serve like an alarm, like this thing inside you that went off that's telling you this thing you did, you're going to pay for later. There's a time coming where you're going to pay for it. This instinct inside of us to give us a little bit of a warning about judgment day. That's our guilt. That's the gift of Allah to the human being, this guilty conscience. Subhanallah. That's why Yawmul Qiyamah and Nafsul Lawwamah are next to each other in this sequence. Among the many lessons, I at least wanted to highlight this one of them to you. The next thing is that human beings are being told that you think that you're just never going to come back and you have no purpose in your creation. Of course you do. That's why you were given something like guilt. There's no purpose for that instinct to be inside of you if you weren't given a moral conscience. Then Allah describes in great elaborate detail the epic events of Judgment Day and switches them immediately over to يُنَبَّأُ الْيَوْمِ إِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَرَ Human beings will be thoroughly informed on that day of what they turned into a priority and what things they put on the back burner. What things did they say, I'll do it later. And what things did they take care of every single day? Allah will actually He didn't just say, I'll tell you about your deeds. He said, I'll tell you about your priorities. It's amazing. What an insight into the Quran. You know, and by the way, when people, you know, they don't have the right priorities and they feel guilty. Yeah, I know I should, but that's why the guilt is in the beginning and then messed up priorities later on. Because these are naturally what people experience. Then the surah takes this strange break. Tells the Prophet ﷺ, don't rush your tongue to memorize the Quran. لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ Don't move your tongue quickly to memorize the Quran. Why the Prophet ﷺ feels like he has very little time, so much Quran is coming down, how's he going to remember all of it? And the Prophet ﷺ is told, إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَبَيَانَهُ It's our responsibility to make sure it gets gathered and that it gets elaborated. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ When we read it on to you, then just follow what's being recited, take your time. This is actually a very powerful lesson because the Prophet ﷺ is rushing to do good and he's being told, take your time. And then he switches over and says, by the way, speaking of rushing, كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَ You people love rushing. In other words, you rush to all the bad things, all the wrong things. Look at this Prophet who's concerned about rushing into something good. And you people, because you know life is short, he doesn't know how long he has and he wants to acquire as much Quran as he can and retain it. And yet here you are rushing into one kind of entertainment, one kind of indulgence, one kind of sin, into another. There's a direct sharp contrast in rushing, you know, that's being made. وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ And you put aside the afterlife. And then of course by the end of this surah, Allah just does two things. He describes what's going to happen on Judgment Day, but switches over, you don't have to worry about when judgment day is going to come. That may be really far away for you, right? Because, I mean, it's not here today or tomorrow. Allah knows. But one thing you have to worry about is when your death is coming. So he describes death in some of the most epic language you'll find in the entire Quran. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. إِلْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ in Arabic is used when a camel is walking in the desert and he gets exhausted and all the water inside of it is run out and its legs intertwine and it falls. Like its legs lock into each other and they fall. The moment of death, a person is walking, his legs intertwine and he tips over. Allah is also describing through this image a man at his deathbed who's rubbing his legs together in pain. And nobody can tell why he's doing that and how much pain he's experiencing. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ. And he realizes that's the time to say goodbye. That's the parting. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. You know, so now this, at that moment, he realizes, what are the realizations a person is going to get at that hour? He says, فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى. He didn't realize, he didn't accept the truth, and he didn't pray. One thing you look back and say, I didn't do. Subhanallah. May Allah not make us of those who, when that time comes, we look back and say, I didn't pray. May Allah make us people of prayer and make this Ramadan the one that changes our lives for the rest, for the better. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.